But we begin with the questions being asked in Dallas, Texas, about how a nurse at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital might have been infected with Ebola from treating Thomas Duncan before he died. The CDC reported that this nurse had extensive contact with Duncan, and other top health officials say it could only have happened if some medical protocol was violated. Joining me now from Dallas is Melissa Repko, staff reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks for having me.
I suspect the community in Dallas really wants to know the answer to the questions of how this infection could have taken place. What are people saying?
Yes, that's definitely the big question. I was in the neighborhood yesterday where the nurse lived, and most people were concerned about her safety and health and also were worried for the other hospital workers who may have also been exposed to the Ebola virus. Dallas health officials have really been trying to reassure the public that they are not at risk, that to contract Ebola, you must be in direct contact with the bodily fluids of someone who's symptomatic, who's showing symptoms. So they've reassured the public in that way. But for the public, it's concerning to know that someone who is caring for a patient is now ill. So medical investigators will be looking into whether there was a possible problem with protective gear or if a high-risk procedure may have caused exposure or if perhaps the hospital wasn't trained properly to handle such a serious case.
I suspect that the hospital there in Dallas was hoping that this would be behind them with the unfortunate and tragic fatality of Thomas Duncan, but they're going to have this with them for quite a while now.
Yes, unfortunately, it resets the clock because now they will be watching people again and all of the hospital workers in particular very closely as part of that CDC watch. So they're hoping to have no more cases, but the medical investigators will definitely be learning lessons that other hospitals may use going forward to prevent this from happening again.
As was the case with Thomas Duncan, are there any individuals that this nurse was in contact with who are under an armed or forced quarantine at this point?
There is one individual that they believe she had close contact with. The nurse was self-monitoring, so she was taking her temperature twice a day. She was not on the CDC watch list. But she did detect a low-grade fever on Friday night and drove herself to the hospital and was quickly placed in isolation. So it did limit the number of people who were exposed to her when she started to show symptoms. So just one person, and that person is now isolated too.
Melissa Repko, staff reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.